I've been travelling the last couple of days over to Rio. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a couple of days now. Obviously, I would have liked to have explained to people earlier, but it's just not been possible because of my schedule. So, yeah.
You're here with a very important job to do, trying to go for gold on Sunday. Can you possibly manage to not be distracted by all the chatter around you and the implications of what's being discussed?
I think the one thing that's kept me going through this whole process is being able to ride my bike. It's what I love doing, and it's a place where I feel calm and happy, and I think when I get a number on, I'll be okay.
You did release the statement. You explained the events of the 20th of August 2015. Tell us about that. What happened?
I was staying in a hotel in Sweden. It's a small hotel in a small town. It's the only hotel in that town. It's a place where I've raced for the last 6 years. I've stayed in that hotel every year. I stated on my whereabouts that I was staying in that hotel, and a UK anti-doping officer tried to come and test me that morning. So he walked into the hotel reception and he asked for Lizzie Armitstead's number. The hotel receptionist denied him the number. But he then didn't go on to explain who he was or that he was looking for a member of my cycling team or anything further. He then tried to call me. I didn't pick up because my phone was on silent. That's something that is allowed. It's not a method of trying to find an athlete that's approved by UK anti-doping. So I missed a test. I was informed of that, and I sent an explanation to UK anti-doping to explain that I was where I said I was, and they didn't accept that. So at that point I was travelling to America for the World Championships, and I got on with the rest of my season.
And that was the first of three what were registered as missed tests. And the athletes I've spoken to, many of them say first missed test is, you know, very normal indeed. Second missed test could be unlucky, bad organisation. But for the third missed test, they say they would become obsessive to make sure that didn't happen. How was that third missed test allowed to happen?
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. And I would be one of those athletes too saying that. I think the thing to make clear is that it's not three missed tests. Sweden has obviously been removed. The second strike was a filing failure. So what that means is that UK anti-doping did a spot check on my whereabouts. Basically, if you put your hour slot of a morning as an address, and then UK anti-doping randomly come and test you later that day, but you've moved locations, you also have to inform them of that. So it's effectively a 24-hour system. And what they saw was an inconsistency between an overnight accommodation and a morning testing slot. They didn't try and come and test me, but they spot-checked. And they were absolutely right. It was my fault. I made a mistake in what was a very busy time in my life. I'd just become world champion. I was in holiday mode. I wasn't thinking about my whereabouts as much as I should, and I let something slip, and I took responsibility for that. From that moment on then, I met with UK anti-doping and British Cycling and put in a system to avoid a third strike, because obviously I knew it would be catastrophic. And this is when we discussed that they would check my whereabouts weekly to see if there was any inconsistencies between overnight accommodation and the morning slot. And it was obsessive. It's all I thought about. I haven't slept with my phone on silent since. I put my room number in every hotel I go to. I double check. I look at my phone every night, every morning. And on the 9th of June, I didn't do that.
And can you explain in any way why that was?
Because at that time, being an athlete wasn't my priority. I was in a very difficult situation, and it's not something that I want to discuss with the media, because it's not... I just don't feel that I should have to, because, yeah.
It's clear how much this is affecting you, Lizzie. Are you okay with this? Are you coping okay?
You have no choice, actually, and I have perspective on what's happening to me. This isn't gonna... I understand the privilege I have. I understand that I'm a privileged person and that I have the ability to be a professional cyclist. And actually, this is horrible, but I'll get through it and I have perspective on it. There are much worse things happening and I would rather, you know, I'm not a victim and I don't need to behave like one.